two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hear elevated conversation on crucial issues. Boyd Matheson on Inside Sources.
Welcome back. Final segment of Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. Great to be with you today, as it always is. I am Boyd Matheson. As we round out the program today, just to give you a little bit of an update, just in the last few minutes, the procedural vote, the vote on what they called the rule, passed in the House of Representatives. The vote was 241 to 187. Now, the interesting thing to note here is 29 Republicans voted against and 52 Democrats voted for. This is very rare. Usually on these rule votes, it is strictly party line. So normally you just would have had to have all of the Republicans would have had to vote for it to get it across. And so this shows you how important this vote was to President Biden. He didn't want to have to mess around with more messes in the House. And I think he communicated very clearly to the minority leader, Hakeem Jeffries, that we need to get this done today. And that's going to require some Democrats to hold their nose and to cast a vote in order to get this rules package across, teeing up what will happen later today, probably around 6:30 p.m. Mountain Time, 7 p.m., kind of in that time frame. Always things slide a little bit there in the House. That will tee up the final vote, which, again, will likely need Democratic support. I think there'll be quite a bit of it as we get into the evening. But let's break it down just a little bit in terms of what that looks like. Of course, you also have to look at what happens next, which is it gets kicked over to the Senate tomorrow and what that might look like. So we'll dig into that as well. So let's start with Speaker McCarthy. Earlier today, he was asked if he has a majority of the majority's votes. That's somewhat known as the Hassert rule. Denny Hassert was the Speaker of the House for the Republicans. And he said, if you can't get over half of your own body, your own caucus to vote for something, you probably shouldn't put it on the floor. And so that was the big question, and here's what the speaker had to say.
Do you expect a majority of a majority?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think you'll get 150 Republican votes?
That's what Jeffrey said. I haven't said any number. I know Jeffrey said tried to set a number for us. I think we're going to do 25.
And so that was Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy saying he's confident he has a majority of the majority. And that's sort of the longstanding unspoken rule if you're in the House of Representatives. Now, during a press conference today, Hakeem Jeffries, the minority leader, assured the American people that his conference is not fractured.
Conference is not fractured at all. I had a very good conversation with Pramila Jayapal earlier today. Unity is different from unanimity. We will continue to be unified. We are going to make sure that we avoid a default, and then we'll be unified as we move forward in building an economy that works for everyday Americans, from the middle out and from the ground up.
That's a really interesting statement there from the minority leader, Hakeem Jeffries. Unity is different from unanimity. We often talk about having consensus. Consensus doesn't necessarily mean 100% agreement. Consensus is 100% support once the decision is made. And I think that's what Hakeem Jeffries was saying both to his party members and to the activists, the lobbyists that are on the Democratic side of the aisle that are saying, wait a minute, this isn't quite what we wanted. But he said it is important that we have unity. Unanimity is not what it's about. It's support for that decision once it has been made. Really interesting statement that I don't think a lot of people caught in his reference today. So that's really nice under the headline sound there regarding Hakeem Jeffries. Again, unanimity and unity are different animals. Being united in terms of the decision being made and how you get something done is really interesting. Also, want to go back just a little bit. Yesterday, Hakeem Jeffries also spoke with the press, and he kind of laid out how many Republican votes are needed to get this deal actually across the line.
Initially, we heard that 95% of the House Republican Conference supports the agreement. That doesn't appear to be the case. But we also are committed to making sure occurs is that the House Republicans keep their promise to produce at least 150 votes, period, full stop.
All right, that's also a very interesting comment coming from Hakeem Jeffries saying, okay, on the final vote, Republicans, you got to deliver 150 of those votes, and then the Democrats will make up the difference in getting to that magic number in the House of Representatives, 218. And so that was an interesting shot across the bow to Kevin McCarthy. And also that is Hakeem Jeffries' positioning a little bit in terms of trying to protect as many of his members on the Democratic side of the aisle as possible from having to cast a vote that might be confusing, might be used against them in a campaign ad when they run for re-election next year. That's all the challenge of navigating this, is how much of it gets wrapped around the axle of the politics of it versus the policy of it. And that's the interesting thing to get to. So, again, as we stand now, we expect at about 7 p.m. Utah time that the House of Representatives will take a final vote on this debt ceiling and spending bill. And then if that all plays out as we expect, it will pass. There will be over 218 votes there. And then it moves across the building. They'll take it over to the other side where the Senate will take it up tomorrow. And this was interesting, a little preemptive strike from Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell today. Earlier today, they had a little gaggle after their caucus lunch. So that's one of the things you recognize in Washington. The Democrats have their lunch on Tuesday and the Republicans have their lunch on Tuesday, and they talk strategy and what's coming up on the calendar for the week. I imagine this was quite a contentious lunch, probably on both sides of the aisle, but probably more so on the Republican side. And so Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell was quick to rush to the microphone after the meeting because he wanted to frame the conversation. Again, whether you agree with it or not, this was his strategy to get out in front. And he gave comments about how deals like this are reached in divided government and when the deal might actually reach the Senate.
In divided government, in a debt ceiling situation, is the time for negotiations. In fact, 7 out of the last 10 debt ceilings have included other items. And now the drama is in the House. We anticipate the bill passing and coming over to us as soon as tomorrow.
That's Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell speaking earlier today. Again, he said 7 out of the last 10 debt ceiling raises have had other items attached to it, including some spending cuts and some reform there as well. And then finally, he also commented in this little gaggle they had after the caucus lunch today. He had comments for Republicans who are not happy with the debt ceiling deal, reporting that it doesn't go far enough.
I would say that most of my members who have objections would like to do more of the things that are already in the bill. I think Speaker McCarthy should be congratulated on capturing a number of priorities.
All right. So that's Mitch McConnell teeing up what he anticipates coming across the building once they get the bill done on the House side. We don't anticipate any hiccups there. It should be a pretty clean vote on that tonight. Again, that'll be happening somewhere between 6:30 and 7. So make sure you stay tuned with Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news. He's going to be watching that as that begins to unfold. We know that Speaker McCarthy is scheduled to speak at about 7 p.m. local time. My guess is they'll have the vote and then the speaker will speak and deliver on his promise to get this done and over to the Senate so it can be to the president's desk before that June 5th deadline. So a lot of machinations going on out there today, a lot of messy out there, and a lot of the conversations going on. But things have moved forward. The resolution has passed the procedural hurdle of the rules, including a number of Democrats crossing the aisle to make sure that bill on the rules gets passed. Final vote will come up about 6:30 Utah time tonight. Stay tuned for that. All right, that wraps it up for us on Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. As always, great to be with you. I'm Boyd Matheson, and as you go out into the world today, make sure you see something that inspires, say something that uplifts, and do something today that makes a difference.
KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Listen on the KSL News Radio app and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL News Radio, your all-day companion for news.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.